the daily process continues?
It's been going good. Putting in the offense one day at a time, and you know, trying to fix little things here and there and show everything up. But it's been a good couple weeks so far.
Have you noticed what were some of the things that you progressed on as you continue along here and getting better and better as you go along?
A little bit of everything. You know, just reading the defenses. You know, knowing what they're trying to do, how to counteract that, and all that stuff. And it's a quarterback game, it's an endless process. So, you know, just trying to keep learning and everything.
Jimmy Martellus said he's continuing to grow. What are your thoughts on him and having a guy like him and Gronk out there?
That's awesome. It's awesome. Those two guys, you know, it makes it a lot better as they're both hard workers too. So, you know, in the classroom and everything, it's a comfortable feeling as a quarterback.
How did they make your life easier? Just their physical makeup, their style of play?
Gronk's a funny guy, so that always helps. Cheer things up in the locker room, but you know, in the red zone they're a dangerous combo. You know, wherever you play them on the field, you know, all the tight ends have been working really, really hard, and just getting better day by day.
Jimmy, how would you describe your process this training camp?
Progress?
Yeah.
You know, it's been going day by day. You know, it's like I said before, we're just putting in the offense one day after the other. You know, one day it's third down, one day it's early down. So you just got to roll with the punches, really.
And then is this process any different for you, knowing that you're preparing to be, you know, starter open the season?
No, pretty similar to the last 2 years.
How much of anticipation is there, Jimmy, for you, these, you know, work through the next 2 days and then you get ready for the Saints to come in?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you looking forward to another team coming in eventually?
You know, it's exciting. It always brings another level of competitiveness, and, you know, you get to see a different look from different defense. And you know, guys get tired of going against the same guys day after day, and you learn tendencies, and so it's just it's a little bit of a change up, and it's nice during training camp.
There's a lot of focus, Jimmy, on the passing game. Obviously, there will be with, you know, Gronk and Martellus, but the run game. I want to get your observations and what you've seen from the offensive line and the running back group.
You know, those big guys up front, really everybody. I mean, everybody's been doing their part. You know, the receivers are getting the force block. The O-line's been working real hard and working together. You know, it's always a different group of guys in there, so you got a lot of guys working with different guys, and it's tough at times, but they've been doing a great job.
What do you think of this wide receiver group? Belichick said he loves the competition. I know you're down two guys, but mm-hmm. with the guys out there, what do you think so far?
The competition is awesome. I mean, and that just makes everyone better. You know, whenever you have competition, it leads to better things, and you know, they've been working real hard. It makes having a good receiving core obviously makes my job a lot easier.
Jimmy, you're working with Tom kind of off to the side. Is any specific things you're working on or advice he's giving you?
You know, not really. It was his birthday today, so, you know, I had to wish him happy birthday and everything. But, you know, just little things here and there.
What'd you get him?
Would I get him? I can't tell you guys that. Come on.
Jimmy, you got a couple receivers who spent time last year on the practice squad, Chris Harper, mm-hmm. Gary Carter. What have you seen in their development because of that experience, or at least through that experience into this camp?
It's been huge, especially, I mean, just working with those guys in the offseason, OTAs, all that stuff. It gives those guys, and, you know, being down a couple guys, it gives those guys an extra rep here or there, and it's huge for a young guy. You know, I was that guy a couple years ago, and you know, just as your progress that much more.
And Harper seems to keep popping up everywhere. How dangerous can he be?
He's a good player. You know, he made great catch tonight, made one the other night in the stadium for me, and you know, it's like I said before, it's a comforting feeling having a guy like that.
What have you seen from Malcolm Mitchell so far?
You know, a little bit of everything. Hard worker for a rookie. I mean, he comes in here and he's working hard, and you can see that, and it translates over to the field. So, you know, it's always always a nice feeling.
Jimmy, how do you kind of compartmentalize it not being this four-game stretch bigger than what it is, and how important it is for you and really a launching point for your career?
You know, just treat it like any other year. The last 2 years, you know, I've really come in here with the same mindset every year. You know, you could play this game to be the starter, get on the field and everything, and when your chance comes, you got to take advantage of it.
But, you know, maybe part of you this offseason sees a guy like Brock Osweiler get, you know, a dump truck full of money and maybe smirks a little bit, right?
You know, it really hasn't changed much for me, to be honest. That's just my mindset I've always had, though, so, you know, just moving forward, I guess.
Jimmy, does culture help you stay that way, Jimmy?
The Patriots
here
culture? Oh, yeah.
Help you stay that way?
no doubt about that, you know. you know, just never too high, never too low, always in the middle type of mindset, and, you know, it really helps you as a young player especially.
Jimmy, as far as Brady's 39th birthday, do you see yourself playing at 39 years old?
I sure hope so. So, we'll see.
Just to follow up on that.
Thanks,
I mean,
guys.
What do you see from,
last question, guys.
What do you see from Tom that has led him, you know, from play to this, at this level for that?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. Nutrition, body work, you know, doing things the right way, and, you know, it all adds up. And when, what is it, 17th year? So, you know, it all adds up over time. So hopefully I'll be there one day. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy.